on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Seven suspects accused of running a syndicate here in KZN, which saw foreign nationals gain fraudulent passports, have appeared in court. They were nabbed in a bust involving Home Affairs officials and the Hawks over the weekend. The group appeared in the Durban Commercial Crimes Court today on charges of fraud, corruption and violations of immigration and identity laws. Among those arrested are a former Home Affairs official and a municipal volunteer. Authorities say the group was found in possession of stolen passports, fake documents and keys to government departments. It's understood the fraud was carried out at Home Affairs offices in Isipingo, Durban Central and Eshowe. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Kara.
The state is alleging that some officials or employees of the Department of Home Affairs acted in concert with members of the syndicate to process fraudulent passport applications at various offices of the Department of Home Affairs in KZN. The fraudulent passport applications were processed for undeserving foreign nationals using the particulars of South African citizens who are lawful holders of South African ID documents but do not have passports. The case was remanded to the 20th of June 2025 for legal aid and bail application.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says two people were killed during last week's thunderstorms and strong winds that battered some parts of KZN.
More than 400 households were affected in the province, with almost more than 50 shelterless as we speak. Here in Impenja alone, 140 families were affected. 31, they don't have a shelter and actually staying with their neighbors.
Ntuli, alongside COGTA Minister Velenkosini Tlabisa, visited wards 1 and 5 of Mpendle in the Midlands today, where some households were completely destroyed. Tlabisa says the classification of a national disaster last week is enough for now, as it allows for help to be readily available. He says teams are still busy collecting data of the damage caused in KZN, the Free State, Western Cape and the Eastern Cape, where 90 people have died. And a Verulam councillor has made an urgent plea for intervention as some of its suburbs face ongoing power outages. Councillor Johnson Chetty says homes, schools and businesses are all affected and the issue isn't weather related.
Verulam, if you don't know, is like the catchment area for people in Ottawa, Fargate, Conobia, the rural areas. Now imagine court rolls, court matters all getting backlogged, municipal departments backlogged.
The city says it's working to stabilize Verulam's power supply through cable replacements and infrastructure upgrades. On the international front, the World Health Organization has pleaded for fuel to be allowed into Gaza to keep its remaining hospitals running. They say no fuel has been allowed in for over 100 days and attempts to retrieve stocks from evacuation zones have been denied. Durban, a high of 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyalm.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. George Russell hoping to build on his first win of the F1 season. Sundowns ready for their Club World Cup campaign to get underway tomorrow. And the third and decisive ODI between the Proteas women and the West Indies has been delayed by rain.